how I heard about it, blah, blah, changes the grammar. So it changed my hand gesture as well.
Welcome to the Geopets podcast. This is going to be a mini episode today, and I'll explain why in just a moment. But first of all, welcome to all of you new listeners to the Geopets podcast. What are we doing here? We talk to people that have a few different cultures in them, around them, and basically running through their heart and souls. I know it sounds corny, but it's so intensely true. And once you listen, you'll understand what I'm talking about. We talk to these folks about books, coffee, podcasting, creating things, and language, and anything else that comes up during the season, because I am known to add on shows ad whim. Ad whim, that's not even a phrase. But since this is a language mini episode, I'm going to leave that in there because why not? You can probably tell from my voice if you've listened before that I have a super obnoxious head cold right now. That's why this is only a mini episode this week. I actually was going to put out an announcement that I don't have anything ready because I have been, head coldy all week, and I just can't do sound stuff when I'm head coldy. So here is what I've decided to do. I've been cleaning up my files. I found this language segment that I took out of a very long, very fun conversation that I had with Eunice, from last year on the Geopets podcast. And I'll put a link down in the show notes or wherever your show notes show up. But also know that you can just search for him. It's Y-U-N-U-S to hear the full episode. We talked about his virtualness when he changed countries and what he did online. And because I was focused on his virtualness, when we started to veer off and talk about language, like you'll hear in this mini episode, I ended up cutting that out. Now, I'm really glad because something in me knew that I was going to want this later, because I actually just had it saved as its own file outside of all of the drafts and all of those files that you keep when you think you might lose your digitalness. And I said, Eunice, language for later. That's how I saved the file. And so when I found that this week, I said, hey, that is perfect, because this is exactly what we need right now, is we need an injection of language humor. Now, Eunice is still in Shanghai, China, and I'm sure a lot of you know a lot about what's going on about the coronavirus in Shanghai, in China. And I'm not going to go deep into that. If you're following me on the socials, you'll see my rants about people being stupid and racist, and we'll just leave it at that. What I do know is that a lot of people have been deeply affected by this thing, and I don't wish that on anybody, no matter what and how it started. There are people who have been housebound, who have lost family members, loved ones. That's just never a good thing, guys. So here's what we're going to do in this episode. I am going to embarrassingly read something I wrote the first month of my German course so I can get kind of a timestamp of how bad my German is now, so that when I get better in a few more months, I can say other things, hopefully without reading them, and I can see that I have progressed. Similar to what I used to do on the Changing Scripts YouTube channel, only this is only going to be auditory, and you're going to hear me read a language, and this is going to sound really bad, but I want to timestamp where I am because I feel like I'm progressing really fast and I haven't really done this yet, and I kind of wish I had the first couple of weeks. After that, we're going to go into about a 5-minute clip from that interview with Eunice where we are geeking out about time in different languages. There's a lot of physicality to that mini conversation that we had, but I think we stopped and explained things. So I think if you close your eyes, you can envision what we're saying as we're talking about time in a lot of different languages. Okay, I'm doing an intensive German course. And unlike the 5-hour-a-day course that I took in Buenos Aires for Spanish, which broke my head, I decided to do this one is only 2.5 hours a day, 4 days a week. Love my teacher. Love the place I'm going to. This is not a paid advertisement. It's Speakeasy in Berlin. Really like it. The staff is great. The books, they're language books, guys. They're only going to get so good. But I really like my teacher. Thank you, Albana, and all kinds of good stuff. Yay. Okay, so this is something we wrote where we're just introducing ourselves the first few weeks of classes. And so I'm going to read it to you now. It's horrible, I'm telling you. If you can't stand this, please feel free to fast forward. Probably one touch of the 30-second button should do it. All right, here we go. Guten Morgen, ich bin Stephanie. Ich komme aus den USA. Ich bin Moderatorin von Beruf. I'm lying a little bit. Okay, sorry. Ich bin this word is hard. Ich bin verheiratet und wir haben keine Kinder. Wir wohnen in Berlin. Oh, no. Wir wohnen jetzt in Berlin. Ich bin 48 Jahre alt. Danke. And oh, what did I write later? Ich wohne seit einen Monat. Ah, I think I updated it later. I didn't realize I did that. Ich wohne seit einen Monat in Berlin. I've lived in Berlin for a month. Ich bin auf der Arbeitssuche. Oh, I'm now looking for work. Yeah. When she first asked me what my job was, I lied and said that the podcast was my job. Because I want to believe it's true. Anyway, that's what Moderatorin is, basically a speaker, a presenter. There aren't really words in German. People keep telling me for podcasting. A lot of stuff is in radio terminology, which isn't actually that different than in English, but there really, really isn't one. Like I actually saw on a podcast website in German that they just use the word podcast. Fun tip. Anyway, I'm still getting into the podcast scene here, so I don't know if any of this is totally 100% true, but there you have it. That is my timestamp for, I'd say, about a month. I did 3 weeks in the first class, and we're about a week and a half into the second class. It's about a month into my German experience. To be fair, I read horribly in any language. In English, I sound like a robot as well. So part of it is that. All right, let's get to Eunice, because that is truly the enjoyable part. The cringeworthy part is over. I will be back next week with a full episode. Okay, here we go. Here is Eunice. Your body
blues. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
but
I got it.
But you're working on it. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fast for me.
Well, it's like rubber time in large parts of the world. It's like 2 o'clock doesn't mean 2 o'clock. It could mean 4 o'clock. It could mean the next day.
Exactly. There you go. For example, for me, I'm from West Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We're more aligned with the Mediterranean culture.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 o'clock, again, might mean around 2 o'clock.
Right.
But again, in Turkey, we want to be efficient as well. So we have a saying like around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
We say around 2 o'clock. Because we also have being kind.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we want to be kind. Turkey has a lot, you know, culture about this. You don't want to hurt people. You want to be, you know, blah, blah. Anyways, we say around 2 o'clock. We just be honest about it.
I never know, because my formative years were in New York City, which is just so insanely.
Yeah.
Everything's intense. Yeah. And so when I moved to California and people started using the phrase around this time, I wouldn't know what to do. So I would just show up at the beginning of the time and bring something to keep
you
me busy.
You probably expect me to be like, I might be late 5 minutes or maybe something
and
like
I
that.
I wouldn't get annoyed that they were late. Like I'd gotten over that very fast, but I didn't know what to do So I just showed up at the time and just waited.
Around 2 o'clock means it can be 1:30.
Yeah.
I might come early.
Yeah.
I might be, but not 1.
Yeah.
But it might be 2:30, it might be 2:45.
Exactly.
But not really 3.
Yeah.
So
and then I had a friend who would say between 1 and 1:30, and I'm like, thank you. That I can deal with.
So, let me make it more clear. Let's make a scale. There's 1 and there's 3.
Yeah.
And if I say 2, and if it's around 2, it means like, it's in a balance.
Yeah.
Not too close to the 3, so it's 3. Not too close to the 1, there's 1.
Right.
It's around the middle.
Right.
It's in a spectrum of 2.
And being in a place in Shanghai, we were talking before, like going somewhere takes an hour almost everywhere. I appreciate that. Because if I'm running a little late, I don't have to do the, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry thing. It's just like, okay.
They have their own terms here too, though. It's a bit circular here.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Mediterranean, it's more periodical.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's a bit circular. It might be it gets more complicated in China. They have different, like, for example, next Friday means this circle ends, or like, is it on this circle? You have to make it clear, you know. It's a bit more weird here.
I'm still getting over behind being future. I'm still thinking of that. In Turkish, is what's your hand gesture for future?
For future, huh?
Yeah. If you say tomorrow,
it's later on.
You're going sideways. Oh my gosh.
Outside,
okay.
Outside.
And what about past?
Inside circle.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's
like
a new one for me. Yeah.
You tell me, hey, Eunice, you I don't know, you bought your phone. It's before, man. Or like this backwards.
Okay,
before,
so backwards before. Thing is very similar to English. Yeah. Okay, so just for the listeners who can't see us,
when I'm doing like.
like a jiu-jitsu move to the side. Yeah. I just did Zumba last night, so I was thinking in terms of like steps and okay, so no, that's not helpful at all. So for future, you did pushing, like if your hands up kind of like a fist, you were going but not in a fist.
But here's the thing.
You would go outward for future.
But then again,
and inward for past.
I have to also have a certain, British grammar, first of all, is very complicated.
Yes.
My feelings about certain thing I'm talking about or how I heard about it, blah, blah, changes the grammar.
Yes.
So it changes my hand gesture as well.
Right.
It's like, if I'm trying to tell you, like, let's do it later. Like, I don't want you to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting you, I would use maybe push it.
Sure. Like more but it's still motion. Outward. Your arm going outward.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's more like, I just feel it's too far. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm just trying to not care about it. It might be this side of my hand. You know?
Right.
So it might change a little, but it's awkward.
But it's always outward. It's awkward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in English, it's like future is in front of us and past is behind us. But I've heard in Greece and I think in China, I'm not quite sure on this yet, past is in front of you because you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened. And behind you is the future because you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Just to remind you that Turkey is in between.
In between.
Things might change. Might be very different. Like, it's a mixture. It's always a mixture in Turkey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we will get it. If it's back and forth, we get it. And we might use it, like you said, back. It's backwards. It's sideways.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things. Right? For this Italian, we have this in Turkey. Very common. We use this very
often. Do you do that?
Very often.
The mamma mia kind of hand gesture.
Yes. From... We do this very often. Especially, like, I'm telling you something. You don't get a look. Bro, I'm telling you. Or, like, if it's nice. Oh, it's so nice. Beautiful.
That's so New York of you guys. Yeah. Sorry, I have Italian parents, so I get to do these things.
Ain't it sad that you've never seen just how beautiful life can be? In fact, if I had to make a call, I'd say you never seen yourself at all. Just a flaw here and a flaw there when you're standing in your underwear. Girl, you don't have to buy anything. Confidence has always been free. But I can see you alone in a room wearing nothing but some sweet perfume. That's why I'm here if you so choose to lose your body blues. Well, you're so hot and you don't even know it. Girl, I love what you got. Gonna teach you to show it. If you're done with the lies, see yourself through my eyes. Day blues. Well, I know that you wanna be free from the shackles of the bourgeoisie. And as a working man, I have to propose. You leave the prison of your pretty clothes. That's why I'm here if you so choose to lose. Your body blooms. Well, you're so hot and you don't even know it. Girl, I love what you got. Gonna teach you to show it. If you're done with the lies, see yourself through my eyes. You paid your dues. Say goodbye to your body blooms. Yeah, this.